We're now joined on the call by the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A tough loss for your team on Saturday. First time you've fallen at home this season. You lose 47-31 to Maine in the game. Tied there in the second half. Just give me your impressions on what happened on Saturday.
Well, you know, I mean, start out with Maine's a good football team, and, you know, it was kind of a barn burner for going into the third quarter. We felt really good that when we had tied the game coming out of the half and got the ball back, it felt really good, and we made some unforced errors. You know, I mean, you know, we get a safety, and they score a touchdown, and then we get a pick six and then a sack, strip, fumble. You got to credit, you know, them for some good plays, but there were very much unforced errors and put us behind the eight ball. You know, it's a shame. We felt like we were playing a good football game up to that point. Offensively and defensively, we were just starting to get our footing a little bit against a really good offense. And we just, in this league, any free points. You know, we saw it 2 weeks prior when Rhode Island was up on us and gave us a freebie. And you know, it really swings momentum, and we were not able to recover in time. You know, we're down nine. We have the football. We're almost at midfield, and we make a tough error, and they return it for a touchdown. So, things we got to improve on. Got to regroup fast to get ready for a good Delaware team that's stinging right now, and it's everybody's in the same boat for the most part. Everybody's still thinks they're fighting for the playoffs, and we're all trying to win games to get in the hunt.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Question is from the line of Kevin Tresolini with DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Coach, how do you account for just the up-and-down nature that seems so rampant this year, obviously for you guys, but also for the league as a whole?
Competition. I think, you know, we always, as a group, you know, I think we've all been around a lot of football. I've been in a lot of places, and there's a hierarchy, and then there's the have-nots, and I think in our league, the people, there's certainly some hierarchy, but everybody can beat you. And people ask a lot of questions about off weeks and this and that, and it's really about who plays. It's so competitive that just razor-thin distance between teams. And if you make a fatal error, it costs you the football game, you know. And that's who we are in our league, and it's tough. And, you know, I recognize it. I enjoy that part of our league, but it's also, as a coach, it's not the best thing in the world for your job security, for sure. But, you know, we're all fighting the same fight for the most part. And, you know, we were moving the football up and down the field. It wasn't a question of could we move the ball, and we were battling. It was two really good offenses slugging it out, and we blinked, and that's what cost us the game. So this thing is razor thin week to week, and you got to play your best football game or you're going to get beat.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Greg, another big game for Jeff Undercuff. I know he had some of the errors that you were talking about with the pick six and the intentional grounding play, but 387 yards, four more touchdowns. He breaks the UAlbany school record with 28 touchdowns in only nine games. Just talk about the magnitude of that accomplishment out of a redshirt freshman.
Well, the thing I love about him is he's in that growth period where he's I've always done best with gunslingers, guys that have no fear in the pocket, and he's really becoming that. He's just kind of learning the fine details of it. When you see many times an older quarterback that has a lot of experience, they understand situations, and he occasionally gets himself in a little bit of trouble, but he's played really well. The thing I love about him the most is he throws that pick six, and he recovers immediately and comes back. He made a couple mistakes, but he came right back and started making good throws again, and that's what I love about him. He understands he's going to make mistakes because we put him under – he's on the spotlight, but he recovers quickly, and that short memory is, I think, what makes a great quarterback. They're able to play well even if they can recover and play well even when they make some bad mistakes, and he's got that mental toughness, and that's what I know makes me feel like he's really on track to being a really great quarterback.
two of his touchdown passes on Saturday were to a redshirt freshman tight end, Thomas Greeny. He makes his first three catches of his career. Two of them are in the end zone. I know he's a big kid, 6'6". What do you like about him?
Well, if you happen to see the catches, that's what I like about him. They were high degree catches, both of them. The first one was a back shoulder fade where he fought off a corner that was draped on him, and he made a great catch on the ball as it was looked like it was going out of bounds. And the second one was a brilliant throw. They had it covered. He just, he threw it high into the to a tall receiver, and he was able to go up and get it, get his feet down. So we've been excited about Thomas Greeny. He played four games last year. Had a tough camp, but he's healthy now all the way around. And we hope to utilize him more as we go forward. He's a real threat. He can run and catch, and we're excited about his future.
One other guy that got some time, really for the most time that he's had all year. We've talked about Juwan and Jarrah, and they've certainly had tremendous years. But Tyler Odukoven, four catches, 53 yards, only two catches all season entering the game. Just talk about his performance and how he can be a complement to your two other stars on the outside.
Yeah, we had we lost Donovan McNabb makes a great catch on the first play of the game. It was a route we knew we could get on him, and Donovan got hurt. We lost him not only in our kick return and our punt return, but as a major threat in our receiving corps. Tyler's a redshirt freshman we feel great about. He played really well, made some contested catches, fought hard. Obviously has a history of being aggressive on the corners, and we were really excited about Tyler. We thought he was open another time that could have been a big play that we just didn't get him the ball. He's a guy that that's really stepped up and has been our fourth receiver all year. And when you're the fourth receiver, there's not a whole lot of balls getting thrown your way, So we're not a big 10 personnel team. So it was good. I was happy to see him make a few catches, get a touchdown, get out from underneath him, and we think Tyler's going to be a really good player for us as we go forward. He reminds me a lot of Jarrah Reeves at that age, and probably a little further along than Jarrah was at that age, so we feel good about him.
I want to switch it and ask you one about the defense, along with the school records that Jeff and Juwan said on Saturday. Eli Menser on the outside gets his ninth sack. 9.5 for the year now, school record. He leads the conference. Just talk about the kind of year that he's had, and he's obviously drawn the attention of opposing offenses. What has he been able to do to be able to consistently get to the quarterback all year?
He's kind of a budding pass rusher in the sense that he being a former linebacker, we haven't been able to develop him. We're working on a lot of things with him right now. And, we see signs of him really becoming a great pass rusher. He's getting a lot of interest from people. He's just a fast, physical, hard-playing guy that's, playing kind of out of position for us, but he's been very impactful on our defense, and he's just had a great year. I mean, I've seen some of the great players. There's some great players in our league, but I'm not sure there's many that are better than Eli Menser and the impact that he has on our football team, and the way he's able to pressure quarterbacks and chase quarterbacks and the physicality he brings, all in a, 6'1", 230-pound body. He's a kind of a Tasmanian devil out there, and we're really happy he's on our team, and he's doing really well for us.
Before I let you go, as you said, another challenging game this Saturday for your team as you head to Delaware. As you've started to study them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
I think any Danny Rocco team that I've faced has always been extremely well coached. These guys are big and long, and they kind of, in recruiting, there's some schools in our league get the pick of the litter, and you can see that when you watch them on tape. They've got good players. They look great. Nolan's a great quarterback. He was a guy we fought really hard for. We thought he was going to be a really great one, and he's going to be. They've got a lot of good things going. I know they probably don't have the record that they want right now, but they're a good football team. And we just got to regroup. And I've talked to my football team about, we've got to worry about the man in the mirror, not the other team, and hopefully we can go out and play our best football game to have a chance to win against Delaware.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.